This is Bhagavad Gita as it is, 9th chapter, text 14. Can you hear all right from where you're sitting? You can also, you have the option of coming closer. And while we're adjusting, you could also check your cell phone and make sure that it's in silent mode or off. Hare Krishna. Satatam Kirtayanto Mam Yatantas Cha Chitavrata Namasyantas Cha Mam Hastya Nitya Yuktaha Yuktaha Upasate Satatam Kirtayanto Mam Yatantascha Dridhavrataha Namasyantascha Mam Bhaktya Nitya Yukta Upasate Satatam Kirtayanto Mam Yatantascha Dridhavrataha Namasyantascha Mam Bhaktya Nitya Yukta Upasate.
Satatam Kirtayanto Mam.
Satatam Kirtayanto Mam. Yatantascha Dridhavrata. Namasyantascha Mam Bhaktya. Nitya Yukta Upasate.
Satatam Kirtayanto Mam.
Tatascha Dridhavrata Namasyantascha Mam Bhaktya Nitya Yukta Upasate
Satatam
Kirtayanto Mam
Yatantascha
Dridhavrata Namasyantascha Mam Bhaktya Anyone else?
Satatam Kirtayanto Mam.
Satatam Kirtayanto Mam. Yatantascha Dridhavrata. Namasyantascha Mam Bhaktya. Nitya Yukta Upasate.
Satatam
Kirtayanto Mam.
Yatantascha
Dridhavrata. Namasyantascha Mam Bhaktya. Nitya Yukta Upasate.
Satatam
Kirtayanto Mam.
Yatantascha
Dridhavrata. Namasyantascha Mam Bhaktya.
Nitya Yukta Upasate.
Satatam. Always. Kirtayantaha. Chanting. Mam. About me. Yatantaha. Fully endeavoring. Cha. Also. Dridhavrataha. With determination. Namasyantaha. Offering obeisances. Cha. And. Mam. Me. Bhaktya. In devotion. Nitya Yuktaha. Perpetually engaged. Upasate. Worship. Always chanting my glories. Endeavoring with great determination. Bowing down before me, These great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. Purport. The Mahatma cannot be manufactured by rubber stamping an ordinary man. His symptoms are described here. A Mahatma is always engaged in chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead. He has no other business. He is always engaged in the glorification of the Lord. In other words, he is not an impersonalist. When the question of glorification is there, one has to glorify the Supreme Lord, praising his holy name, his eternal form, his transcendental qualities, and his uncommon pastimes. One has to glorify all these things. Therefore, a Mahatma is attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Jnana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadhati Shapadantikam Pandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalan Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Purjana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Shahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabharu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhobhyayavacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadigau Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Satatam kirtiyanto mam yatantas cha dridha vrataha namasyantas chumam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. These are the engagements of the great souls. In the previous verse, Mahatmanas Tumam Partha, Daivim Prakriti Mahashwata, Bhajantyananyan Manaso Gyatva Bhutanavi. The Mahatmas are those who take shelter of Krishna's spiritual energy and engage in Krishna's service. They're the ones who are described as Mahatma. Mahatma means a great soul. Or Atma can also be mind. So a broad-minded person. Very broad-minded. It's also called the Mahatma. To be Mahatma, one has to have a broader vision. So the actual Mahatma is described in the Bhagavad Gita as always connected with Krishna by devotional service. Always chanting about the glories of Krishna. Always, therefore, thinking of Krishna. One can adopt this mode of life, always to think of Krishna, always to chant Hare Krishna. Satatam. Satatam means always. Satatam kirtiyanto ma. The devotees or the great souls are always chanting the glories of Krishna, satatam. And yatantas chadridhavrita. They are very seriously trying to make spiritual progress, trying to satisfy Krishna by service. Dridhavrata. Dridhavrata means with determination. Not just casually. We come by sometimes, do some service, sometimes read something. But very seriously, they make this the business of their life. Much chitta madgata prana bodhyanta parasparam katyantas jamam nityam tushanti charamati. I'm very serious about making, because this is the project of human life. The purpose of human life is not to eat nicely, sleep nicely, have good sex, and defend oneself against harm. This is the business of animal life. Human beings also share these animal propensities. We also have to eat, we also have to sleep. But we don't think this is the business of life. Now I've just come to Kampala. If I think, now I've come, let me eat. As my main engagement while I'm here, I should make sure that I eat and eat and eat. And after eating, sleep nicely. That's not proper use of the time. There must be some purpose for which I've come. And eating and sleeping is not the point. We have to eat, but just to keep body and soul together. We have to sleep as much as we need. But not that this is my pleasure in life, this is my goal in life. Similarly, mating may be required. We want to get a good child, but keep it here. But this is not the purpose of life. Every dog does that. But this is not the mission of human life. Mission of human life is to get free from this cycle of birth and death. And go back home, back to God. This is the real business. So if this is the real business, people are very serious about business. If it's money, they're very attentive, very focused, making sure that not a shilling should be lost. This is serious business. But going back to Godhead is not serious business. That, if we get some time, we sometimes pick up a book, or we sometimes do something. Casually. No. Dridhavrata. With great determination, very seriously. I must become Krishna conscious. Just like those who are trying for some material goal. I must win the election. I must get this contract. I must win this girl. I must, whatever it is. They're very serious. They don't just say, all right, if I win the election. They throw their heart and soul into the project. So if one is serious, then he should put his determined energy. But who can be serious? Not those who are simply addicted to gratifying their senses. Pogai Shaya Prasaktanam Taya Parita Chaitasam. If you have a Sayatmika Buddhi Samato Navadiyate, Vidiyate. If you have a Sayatmika Buddhi, means focused intelligence, always thinking of how to be engaged in the service of Krishna. For one who's addicted to simply gratifying, where's something for my tongue, where's something for my belly, where's something for my belly, he'll not go very far. You know the story about the wedding party? This story was told by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, that there was a wedding party. The custom is that the bridegroom will go to the house of the wife, and there the ceremonies will be performed. Then he'll bring the wife back to, new wife, back to his own house. So the wedding party was going on. The party means group, the man who is to be married and his friends. They set off for the girl's house. And along the way, they had to cross a river. So they engaged the boatmen that we have to get there by the morning. This marriage has to take place, so very important, you have to get us there. So, yes, get in the boat. I'll get you there. So everyone got in the boat, and the boatmen began rowing, and the groom and his party basically fell asleep. No need to stay up all night. So then they woke up the next morning and they looked around and they saw they were in the same place. So then you can imagine a big tumult arose and they began yelling at the boatmen, "We have to be there by the morning and we're still in the same, what are you?" And the boatmen, I've been rowing all night. Then someone discovered that the anchor was still in the water. So he'd been rowing and rowing, but they're still in the same place. So in the same way, one may perform spiritual practices, but if he maintains this deep attachment to gratifying his senses, then he won't make progress. He won't make progress. The senses are to be controlled. Yoga indriya samyama. Yoga practice means the senses should be controlled. Controlled doesn't mean stopped. It doesn't mean no eating. It doesn't mean that nothing for the senses. But the senses should be directed toward Krishna. We don't say no eating. We say eat Krishna prasadam, the food that's been offered to Krishna. We don't say don't see anything nice. Come see the beautiful form of Krishna. We don't say don't stop up your ears, don't hear anything. No. Hear the chanting of Hare Krishna, hear the message of Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna. Everything is there. But in relationship to Krishna. Not simply in relationship to this body. The body is external. The body will be finished after a short time. And if I'm simply attached to gratifying the senses of this body, there will be not much progress. So the senses need to be gratified, that's all right, but in relationship to Krishna. So that the senses become purified, mind becomes purified, life becomes purified, everything becomes purified. So the real Mahatmas are the devotees of Krishna, and one should find the association of such a Mahatma who is engaged in glorifying the personality of God, not something impersonal. One who's attached to the impersonal feature of the Supreme Lord, the Brahma Jyoti, is not described as Mahatma in the Bhagavad Gita. He is described in a different way in the next verse. The Mahatma is always engaged in different activities of devotional service as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing and chanting about Vishnu, not a demigod or a human being. That is devotion. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, and Smaranam, remembering him. Such a Mahatma has firm determination to achieve at the ultimate end the association of the Supreme Lord in any one of the five transcendental buses. To achieve that success, he engages all activities, mental, bodily, and vocal, everything, in the service of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. That is called full Krishna consciousness. Sarva Padi Vinir Muktab Tat Pratena Nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. To engage my senses in the service of Krishna's senses. This is the idea of Bhakti Yoga. I have my senses, I can't stop them. But I should engage them in the service of Krishna. In devotional service, there are certain activities which are called determined, such as fasting on certain days, like the 11th day of the moon, Ekadashi, and on the appearance day of the Lord. All these rules and regulations are offered by the great acharyas for those who are actually interested in getting admission into the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the transcendental world. The Mahatmas, great souls, strictly observe all these rules and regulations, and therefore they are sure to achieve the desired result. There are activities that will help us. Just the Ekadashi is mentioned. Do you all know what Ekadashi is? Does everyone know what Ekadashi is? Do you know? Ekadashi, Ekadasha means 11. Yeah. So Ekadashi is the 11th day. If in the month, at least in Vedic calculation, there are 30 days, and they're synchronized with the phases of the moon. In the present civilization, we spend all our life indoors, we don't even look at the moon, we don't know what's going on. But the moon has phases, starting from the dark moon, where nothing is there, and getting a little bigger, 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 till it gets to the 15th day, then you get full moon. And then it starts getting smaller, 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 till again it becomes dark moon. So that's a 30-day cycle. And the days are simply counted. Ashtami, Navami, Dashami, Ekadashi. So the 11th day is Ekadashi. Twice in the month. 11th day of the waning moon, and when the moon is getting bigger. And the 11th day of the waning moon when it's getting bigger. And 11th day of the waxing moon when it's getting smaller. So, Ekadashi. So this Ekadashi is recommended as being a day for increasing Krishna consciousness. It's also called Madhavatithi. A day for increasing Krishna consciousness. So, generally, those who are advanced devotees, they spend the whole day and night chanting Hare Krishna. Or speaking about Krishna Katha. They don't eat, they don't sleep, they just spend the whole time chanting Hare Krishna, having kirtan, speaking about Krishna. We may not all be able to do that. But here's the minimum thing that everyone can adopt. On that day, you can give up eating grains and beans. Give up eating grains and beans. Is it a very big sacrifice? Easy, right? There's so many other things, fruits, vegetables, no problems. So we can give up eating grains on the Ekadashi, and we can increase our hearing and chanting as far as possible. Increase our Krishna conscious activities as far as possible. It's not very difficult, but the result will be that we'll make some progress in Krishna consciousness. The acharyas, the great teachers, are recommending these things because they'll help us. I'll remember, why am I fasting today? Oh, to increase my Krishna consciousness. I'll think, we're chanting more Krishna consciousness. So it increases our, what would you say? Enthusiasm and determination to become Krishna conscious. Just you'll also save some money. And save, you don't have to cook. On the Ekadasi, you can just have fruits. No cooking. You can cook also, but if you like, you can skip cooking. Just take fruits. And you can save your time for chanting Hare Krishna. So there are so many activities that are recommended, big and small, to observe the Janmashtami celebration, to observe other celebrations in connection with the Lord. That reminds us of the Lord, reminds us of Krishna. Well, one can adopt these things, and at the same time one should give up the things that are harmful. Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam. Whatever is favorable for the service of Krishna, we should accept. And whatever is unfavorable for the service of Krishna, we should reject. It's not difficult, again. Just that becomes our criteria. Not now it's, do I like it? Do I want it? Does it turn me on? Does it get me going? But this is a different way of thinking. Will it help me in my spiritual purpose in life? Will it help me advance in devotional service to Krishna? If yes, then let me accept. If no, then let me reject. So these are some rules and regulations. By following these rules, of course, big rules, no gambling, no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex. These are, before we talk about other rules, these are the basic prescriptions. We're already intoxicated, so taking more intoxicants is not going to help us. Meat eating will push us down into grosser levels of ignorance. Gambling agitates the mind, and illicit sex. No one can make progress in devotional service very seriously if he's addicted to these four activities. So one can take advantage of this information and think, why should I go on hearing something other than Krishna Katha? Let me just hear about Krishna. As described in the second verse of this chapter, not only is this devotional service easy, but it can be performed in a happy mood. Su sukam kartam agriya. One does not need to undergo any service, any severe penance and austerity. He can live this life in devotional service, guided by an expert spiritual master. And in any position, either as a householder, or sannyasi, or brahmachari, in any position and anywhere in the world, he can perform this devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus become actually a Mahatma, a great soul. Today is the disappearance of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He is one of those great souls. who, yes, set the example of Krishna consciousness and published so many, his main, he placed so much emphasis on publishing books in many languages to spread the science of Krishna. And reading those books also, they're not just for selling. Okay, are there some questions? Yes.
It's very important to progress in Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
The association of sadhus. If one part is material life, one part is association of sadhus. So, you know, like Gruhasthas, those who are having families, wives, they have to young age, they have to work outside and everything. So it's very difficult to, you know, associate with sadhus. So how to balance all this situation?
Best thing is to avoid household.
For association of sadhus, we have to renounce also some part of material life. We have to go to holy dhammas. We have to go to the...
Nothing's free. The expression in English is there's no such thing as a free lunch. It's not that I'll do nothing and just everything will come. If we want food, we don't take that approach. If we want money, we don't take that approach. But now for Krishna consciousness, we'll wait for it to come. Sometimes we ask people to become, that sir, you should become serious in Krishna consciousness. And they put up their hands and say yes when he desires. But he already has expressed his desire, surrender to me. But they don't want to do it. Krishna should do everything and I'll wait and watch. So it does require some endeavor. It does require some endeavor. Of course, if one is lucky, he can skip householder life, then he gets his full time to himself. Otherwise, for those who are married, then all right, you look for the association of sadhus. Come to the places where the sadhus gather, the Krishna temples. Sadhu means devotee. Sadhu means devotee. We should go to the place where there are pure devotees. Then you'll find. Is that okay?
What is the effect of chanting Krishna's name 24 constantly, satatam? What is the effect of that?
Just look at the effect of chanting. Even if a few men chant, they can attract so many. So if you seriously chant Sankirtan, take your group and go out and broadcast the holy name of Krishna, there'll be a result, definitely. Is that okay?
What results?
Excuse me?
What result?
I can't hear you.
What
there.
Result? What the
result? Result of chanting?
Yes.
More chanting. The more you chant Hare Krishna, the more you want to chant Hare Krishna. Something else?
What is the Prabhupada's stance on political situation?
You have to read Srimad Bhagavatam. It's not just one stance. There's so much politics in Srimad Bhagavatam, actually, but in relationship to Krishna. Arjuna was a politician. He became a devotee. He was dear being, all the Pandavas. Or being a Shriya Shudra Tata Vaisha Tepi Antipuram Gita. Krishna says everything can go back to him. Why did we make the attempt? Is that okay?
Can a politician become a devotee? Because I heard in one lecture, politicians and scientists can never become devotees.
They can. Our Sariputta, scientist, mathematician, he became a devotee. Our Swarup Damodar Maharaj, you can be. But if you want to hold on to your atheistic worldview and be a devotee, it's incompatible. Something else? It's okay. Shall we stop here then? All right, thank you all very much. Thank you.